T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Championship is being played this week.
Tom, I'm standing here with the little sluggers and some of their parents, and I can't tell you how excited they are.
This is the Hot Corner.
Little Stan March is the pitcher for the South Park Little League team. Mr. March, you must be very proud of your son. They've worked really hard to get here, Chris, and, you know, I don't like to really trash talk, but I don't think Denver has a chance.
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
Oh, well, I'm sure some of the Denver kids' parents would disagree with you.
Oh, yeah! South Park is going down! There ain't no way some little mountain kids can beat Denver! Not with my son on second base!
On the Odyssey app.
Oh, it looks like we got some parental trash talking going on here. Mr. Marsh, any comment?
Well, I think that there's a...
Mr. Marsh? Who wants to hear from a Mr. Marsh? I am the ultimate Little League trash talking father. I am the Bat Dad! Bat Dad knows no fear!
And 1080.
Bat Dad knows no pain! I want you, Marsh! I want you!
The Fan.
You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best.
Welcome into the second hour of the Hot Corner. If you're missing the first hour, you can download that at the Fan Podcast at 1080thefan.com or the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Friendly reminder, next week we'll be back with you, but on Tuesdays.
You and I both with a beer belch there.
This will be the last Wednesday of this historic show. One might argue the greatest show to ever grace the Entercom, now Odyssey, 1080, the Fan, airwaves. Wednesdays have just been so wonderful to us that we'd like to take over Tuesdays as well.
I'll add a qualifier in there. Best baseball show.
We are the number one rated baseball show in the Portland metropolitan area. I could say that with a fact.
Book
that
it.
Is the truth.
Damn right.
I'm not lying to you. This is not fake news. We are the number one baseball show in the Portland metropolitan area. Now, we are also the least rated show in the Portland metropolitan area, but that's not important.
We're number one. Doesn't know what they're doing. All right. That was actually, never mind. I'm going to share too many details, but just Nielsen, get it together.
You can't have two number ones. That would be 11. All right, we got Fair or Foul coming up at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. As we've been doing, we will dive into our last division to preview as the baseball season starts tomorrow. We leave it with the American League West. Now, when Voldemort was here, we always did it because there's a lot of you out there that are Mariner fans. So we wanted to kind of tease you and save the best for last. Now we got me and Schultze here, our Mariner fans, although I think I'm a Mariner observer compared to Schultze's.
Well, definitely not saving the last.
His investment.
Definitely not saving the best for last, because as far as I know, the AL West didn't have every single team finish above 500 last year.
You're going to bank on the Red Sox.
Oh,
are we doing this again?
Not this year.
Okay, I mean, are we doing this again?
I'm just saying last
year. Do I need to tell
year...
you that the Red Sox still suck despite being over 500? If we got to do this again, I'll do this again. All right? Come at me, bro.
You'll get angry texts.
Hey, Alex Cora, guys. They got a young... Who the hell do they have?
LeBron James. All right. Joe, you've got some Oakland Athletic things you would like to talk. Because there's a lot going on in this division.
Oh, I mean...
But let's be clear real quick, right? The Angels? Okay, pass.
Except for Ron Washington.
Yeah, I am excited to see Ron Washington, see
good
the resurgence. I feel like
good for him.
5 years or less, he could win like a Manager of the Year award, but probably not this year.
I like him as a third base coach, and he's great at the club. Joe, you wanted to talk to me about the Oakland A's.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to play a game with you.
I love games.
Do you know this player? Like, just tell me straight up, Schultzy partake also. Like,
this is excellent. I'm on baseball.
Just like, yes, I know him, whether it be fantasy purposes or I watched Oakland A's. I'm sorry if you did, but just, you know.
I am on roster resource, but I do not have the Oakland A's page up.
See, I got it right in front of you. I'm going just 1 through 9, what they got here, projected starting lineup versus right-handed pitchers. Ryan Noda.
Nope.
But, like, do I know him?
Ryan Noda.
Didn't he make the All-Star team for them last year?
I don't know.
Noda. Not going to work here anymore.
Someone's got to. At least one dude on the A's has to make the All-Star team.
Yeah, I think it was Noda.
Zach Geloff.
Ooh, you, like, had me in the beginning until you said Loff. Nope.
the first name.
I was like, Zach Gallins on the Oakland A's?
Uh-huh. There we go. Ryan. J.J. Bladé.
Nope.
Just from opening sports cards, I know that that is a younger player that the A's probably aren't paying anything to.
Brent Rooker.
I remember him.
Yeah, I'm cool with that name.
That was the one I knew because he hit some dongs for him last year.
Yep. Prospect, that was supposed to be great. We'll see. He'll probably have 35 and get traded at the deadline.
Seth Brown.
Nope.
Most generic name on this roster.
I just think of Seth Smith, former A and Mariner, so no.
There's probably been like 8 Seth Browns in the history of MLB. J.D. Davis.
Yes.
No.
J.D. Davis recently released by the San Francisco Giants. J.D. Davis is a third baseman. Actually a really solid player. It was shocking. Everybody was really mad that he got released by the Giants. The only reason he did was because they signed Matt Chapman. And people were like, well, J.D. Davis is better than Matt Chapman.
Dude, Patrick just laying his big baseball notes on this table.
Let's go. Let's go.
How about that? Shea Langeliers.
I know that name from sports cards.
Sports cards.
Younger name in the last 5 years or so.
Rippin' Packs.
Exactly.
Lawrence Butler.
I thought Rippin' Packs was the next guy's name. You know, with how people name kids
that
these days.
Would be
I
badass.
Was like, Rippin' Packs? Like Mark Rippin, but P-A-X?
R-I-P-P-E-N, and then P-A-X. P-A-X. Is the last
I was like, Rippin' Packs? I mean, I hope he throws heaters.
Hell yeah.
The answer is no, though.
He absolutely sucks.
No to the next guy.
Yeah. Lawrence Butler.
No.
No, I don't think so.
And Nick Allen. That is your 1 through 9 projected starting lineup versus right-handed
pitchers. Give me the 1 through 5 rotation. You can do it quick.
Alex Wood, yes.
Yes.
Ross Stripling, yes. J.P. Sears.
Yes, yes. Only because of fantasy baseball. Only because of prospect.
Paul Blackburn.
Nope.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm a no. You're a yes.
Because he's been a journeyman for like 10 years in MLB. He's played for the A's before, too, right?
And where else has he played?
He was not a Mariner.
It says traded Seattle.
Busted.
I forgot that Paul Blackburn was a Mariner.
Fan card revoked, Schultzy.
Damn it.
2016. I mean, this was probably before he even was recording service time. And Joe Boyle.
Nope.
Yep, there you go.
What do you got A's win totals over there?
I like the game of having you guys guess.
Oh, right.
Because I do have it, yes. Numbers.
62.
That's 100 losses even.
100 losses, right? Yeah, that's math.
Ooh.
I think your big baseball nuts and your big math nuts on the table.
I think my number starts with a 5.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
But it's going to be a high 5 because Vegas does want you to throw some coin on it. I'll go 58 and a half.
Damn, Patrick.
Give me the hook. 58
and a half.
Boom, baby!
Wow.
I'm going over on that, by the way.
Home run stroker.
I don't know why, but I'm going over. Because I believe I said the Nationals are going to be the worst team in the MLB this year.
You keep saying that to me, and I'm like, you're out of your mind, Joe.
Hey, I'm sticking to it. I want that Sando. Or beer, whatever.
If J.P. Sears has a great year, if Ross Stripling somehow isn't dead by the All-Star game, these guys are getting traded. Like, August and September is going to be where that Blazer under money is made. Like, Shaedon Sharpe's coming back? No! Sit him! Do not do that. You're messing with my under.
58.5. Do we take a break, or do we just glance right over the Angels?
No, I think we come back and do this a four team race. Okay. But we try to keep it within standards.
Four
team
race. That's cute.
The A's. All right. Coming back, there's the final four teams. That's the Angels, the Mariners, the Rangers, and the Asterisks. Who's going to win the American League West? How does this division look? We'll do all that next. The Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we have Fair or Foul, everybody's favorite. We do it at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Next week, we'll be on Tuesdays. So it'll be the bottom of every Tuesday, 8 o'clock hour. We're going through the American League West, and we'll try to keep this quick because I do want to give a little extra time for some stuff. But, guys, the Angels, like, I want to see a healthy year from Trout.
Yes, I think we all do. Just I think as we baseball all want to fans, see, that's yeah, what you want to see.
Trout is, when Trout is fully healthy and playing at the top of the game, to this day, take Shohei's two-time out of the way where he can pitch and hit. If Shohei's just a hitter, I still think a fully healthy Mike Trout at full capability is the best player in baseball. And I've been saying it for 10 years, and I'm so happy to say it again. I'm also excited to see an adult in the building, okay? Ron Washington is very different than that garbage they trotted out last year from a management staff.
Yeah.
You know, let's get in fights, F you. It felt very MAGA.
Phil Nevin is a piece of ass.
It felt very, like, alt-right.
Well, they do wear red hats.
Like, they hate us because they ain't us. Like, it felt very, like...
Just one A, not two A's on
it. It felt very hold me back, bro.
One of the more intriguing storylines of this team to me is just watching Anthony Rendon.
Yes, exactly. How many over under Anthony Rendon 55 games?
Oh God, I was going to put it at 100 because he's actually healthy. But
Ron Washington wants to bat him lead off.
Oh, I know.
Of course he does.
55. I'll go over.
No, I'll go under. Yeah, he's got the skill set to bat lead off. I get why he wants to put him there.
Hey, you guys ready for this? Push.
55
exactly on the money.
55.5. He'll get pulled in the fifth.
I know. That's a good one. They got that Mickey Moniak guy who had like 8 RBIs in one game or something like that.
I think it'll be interesting. Logan Ohapi, he's the number one prospect. They didn't let him go. Whatever. They wanted to hold on to him. Brandon Drury was a decently touted prospect. I'd like to see how he goes. But the reality is Mike Trout, and how can he do?
Okay.
That staff's not great.
We done with these guys?
We're done with these guys.
All right.
Let's get back to the top three. The big question is, guys, can Texas go back to the World Series?
Yes.
Absolutely.
You think so?
I say yes, but immediately...
No, but that was initial reaction. Your initial reaction was yes.
Can they go back? Yes. There hasn't been a repeat champion since the Yankees of 99-2000. Yeah. So, I mean, that's where it's just like, can they go back? Yeah,
technically 98-99-2000, but I know what you mean.
Those bastards.
Yeah, hey, they went 0-1, too. Then they lost. So. But that's because they can go back.
Going back, I just feel like the parity in how October plays itself out... This Rangers team is good. The bullpen sucked last year. They caught fire at the right time.
They added Dave Robertson in the offseason. He's a good arm. And Leclerc, like, came into himself over the postseason.
That's what
although
I'm
he's
saying.
Got a little bit high of a walk ratio, and his ERA is not great either.
And really, it's
ringing endorsement for a closer there. You see what I did there?
And really, it's like, yeah, they lost Montgomery. Yeah, they lost Garver to your Mariners.
Hey.
But when you look at it, it's like, dude, if they can get their arms healthy in the back half of the season. This starting pitching, fingers crossed, knock on wood, knock on faux marble table in here. I mean, you get those guys back, they could be dangerous going into an August, September, October, November.
I think what Bochy's really going to rely on early
and they're one
on
through
the
like
year.
Seven, one through eight lineup batting wise is like one of the best. In
baseball. Yeah, Bochy's going to rely, I think, really heavily on a full year from Evan Carter.
Yep.
Who we
yep.
saw what he did. His playoff performance was great. That kid is clearly a future stud.
Still getting PTSD.
Wyatt Langford is going to make the opening day roster. They are not going to service time manipulate him. He's coming up. That's a big deal as well.
Yep.
Okay. And then also, let's not forget DeGrom and Scherzer.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying.
DeGrom and Scherzer. Now, DeGrom's got Tommy John, so we'll see. But
they're saying back half of the season.
Half of the season. Scherzer's supposed to come around June. Like, I'm watching him in fantasy leagues. Like, I'm going to take a flyer on him if I can snag him. I just don't want to waste the IL spot. But if you can get 75% DeGrom and 75% Scherzer, and then Eovaldi is number three, I think you're in a decent spot. The real question is what are you going to get from DeGrom and Scherzer? Because outside of that, losing Montgomery is a big blow. That staff's not great. That staff looks like the Red Sox 3 years ago, and they weren't very good.
Well, and say what you want about him, but, you know, even Martin Perez, that dude was just innings eater and was able to get dudes out. Not
right.
strikeouts, but just get dudes out. So, I mean, you don't have him anymore either.
Exactly.
And he was on that team for years.
So we'll see. I think this team is the biggest, in my opinion, the biggest question mark of the entire division.
But you still got Mike Maddux.
Still got Mike Maddux.
Yeah,
as a pitching coach.
Maddux.
And P1 of hot corner, Mike Maddux.
And you got Bruce Bochy, who has 4 World Series titles, 2 in different leagues, and one in his last one, he sat out for 5-6 years.
Well, and if Mike Maddux, I mean, the guy that's been in the league 20
years.
Friend
of the show, Mike Maddux.
Absolutely. I love me that stash. If he can take, like, 2 of their triple, they've actually got some young, pretty powerful arms in their system. They're not very highly ranked, but hey, Mike Maddux takes him, adds some control a little bit. I would not be surprised if they're back. It's starting to look like the rest of MLB has taken the whole Mariners like bullpen plan and just tried to pick and choose guys from their system, and hopefully Texas can do that.
Before we jump to the other two teams in the division, do you have an Angels over under win total real quickly, both of you?
76.5.
75.5.
72.5.
Okay.
And now can you give me a Rangers over-under?
Ooh, Rangers, you know, gosh, it's so difficult. Now, they don't play 19 times a year anymore in division. It's now only 13. So you're not going to beat each other up as much. The American League Central is garbage.
But damn it,
the bottom of the AL East is garbage.
At the end of the year, it always gets very, very hairy.
Texas, give me 82.
No, I'm going
81.
I'm
going, give me 81.
I'm going 86.5.
I was going to say, you realize that's like 500, right?
I know.
That's just scraping into the playoffs, possibly.
I know.
That's
I know what
not,
I'm doing here.
That's not 54%.
That is not 54%. 88.5.
88.5.
Yes.
I'm curious. With this team at 88.5, I'm curious what the other two are. And that posed me to this question. Guys, is this division Houston-Seattle, or is this division still Houston-Seattle-Texas?
I believe it's just Houston. Like,
fair point.
I think,
but
it's
I guess what I'm asking is, Texas went on a run, and I think Texas very much deserved to win the World Series last year. They were the best team that I saw in the American League in the playoffs, and when you get to the World Series, all bets are off, and they were better than Arizona. I don't want to take away from Texas. I think they were a deserved World Series champion last year. But I'm not super high on them this year. So my question is this a three-team race or is it a two-team race?
I think it's a three-team race. And frankly, I think the Rangers, I love my Mariners, but I am so scared. Like, the Mariners are leaning on, like, 7 ifs this year. So I think the Texas Rangers could be better than the Mariners.
And, Joe, you think it's a one-team race.
Because I feel that the Astros, they just, it is year after year after year with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then them adding Josh Hader, like, it's like,
we counted them out 2 years ago and they won a World Series.
Death by 1,000 cuts is what we've been saying for the last few years, too. And, like, you add
just like
Hader.
A decade at this point.
You add Hader to the team, too. It's just almost like, oh, of course. Like, this
the Astros bullpen might be the best bullpen in baseball. Ryan Pressly is a top five closer in baseball, and he's now your setup man.
The only
and Abreu
thing,
is the best setup man in baseball, and now he's your seventh inning guy.
The only thing that, and I'm not even going to say it's concern, is just to keep an eye on is the back half of the starting rotation and what it does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it kind of seems like it's just like next man up for them.
Right.
All the time when it comes to pitching.
I think the biggest thing for me and
like the Ronel Blanco kid, he just went and had like 10 strikeouts the other day in his spring training game.
And then flip to the offensive side and Jeremy Peña can't be as bad as he was last year.
But do you think this is like plug and play for Joe Espada as a new manager? Because remember, Dusty's done. I mean,
I think so. I think Dusty is the guy that like rights the ship after the controversy. And now there's only two or three guys from that time. Framber Valdez isn't one of them. Yordan Alvarez isn't one of them. Kyle Tucker's not one of them. It's just Altuve, Verlander, and Bregman. And everybody else is kind of not a part of that. I think Dusty's big thing was let's get away from the noise and let's get back to baseball. And now everybody else coming in is just baseball guys. So I think that benefits, but I'll slide over to this and open it up into the Mariner conversation of the Mariners from an offensive standpoint, which is widely known as the problem they had last year. They weren't too far off Houston. They really weren't. That was a big, really close battle at the end of the year. I can't believe the Mariners offense from their quote-unquote veterans. Yes, I'm counting Julio in that veteran conversation. I don't think the offensive production can be as dire as it was last year.
No.
Julio's going to have a better year. Ty France going to. Can J.P. Crawford recreate? That's a big question.
Well, it's, with Julio,
that's a big question.
You just want to see it consistent throughout the year and not just this mad push after the All-Star game.
And Polanco's been raking in spring training.
And this is why I say is like their offense to me. Like, we'll see what Teoscar does with the Dodgers, but to me, this roster offensively has improved. Polanco, upgrade over Caballero or whoever they're throwing at it.
And I would argue that Polanco's an upgrade over Teoscar Hernandez.
Yeah, and then you also, like,
and if Ty France isn't as bad as he was last year, that's an upgrade over Jared Kelnick.
And whether you have Cal or Garver behind the plate and or playing DH, like,
that's two bats, thank God.
That's great right there. Mitch Haniger.
He's in midseason form right now, actually.
We'll see Haniger. I like him being humbled a little bit right now. Fangraphs has him at sixth in the lineup.
But his best
at eight.
But Mitch Haniger, his best years were as a Mariner.
Right.
And he's back as a Mariner. So whether it's the, you know, the Safeco Field that's gonna give him that confidence and just kind of being back to his normal self. But I like this offense way more than last year's.
And keep this in mind. Even with Wu going down the other day, sounds like tests are clean. He should be fine. That always screams Tommy John to me. But tests are clean. This is the best staff in baseball. This is the best starting rotation. 1 through 3, nobody has 1 through 3. That includes the Dodgers. Nobody has 1 through 3 like this staff. And that's going to keep you in games. I think the biggest thing about this team boils down to Scott Service.
Actually using his players correctly in some points and pushing the envelope maybe
managing
more than he did last year.
Games. Is Julio going to steal 45 bases this year? He better.
No kidding. No, he better be a 40-40 player. You
put
better
a glove on both hands. He better steal 45.
No, and the Mariners starting rotation, I feel like 1 through 6 or 7 is best in the major leagues. They really, it comes down to this, y'all. Even with all the strikeouts in their veterans last year, they gave too many damn at-bats to Tommy La Stella and Colton Wong and AJ Pollock. You take those three, it was like 500 or 600 plate appearances equaled basically one full-time player. If that performance is any better, they would make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, 1 through 6 right now, according to Fangraphs, you got Crawford, Rodriguez, Polanco, Garver, Cal Raleigh, Mitch Haniger. And then you got Canzone at 7th. I mean, he was a nice little addition towards the end of the year. I mean,
hey, don't forget Ty France batted cleanup for 2 years straight.
And they got him
when they
8th.
Made the playoffs. Ty France batted cleanup.
We're doing
and they got
this
him
again. We're doing it again.
We're doing it again. I know. And I actually don't think it's because Schultzy and I are Mariner fans. I don't think it's because we're here in the Pacific Northwest. I think it's this team is like fascinating from a you know, F, Mary, Kill standpoint.
And we didn't even mention Luke Rayleigh.
As a baseball fan, you're just like, I can't quit this team that hurts me. And then I quit them, and they put on a new dress, and they look like a smoke show.
Well, if anything, that, you know, looking at just the fan graphs is that, you know, bullpen. That's the one thing where, and I don't know when Matt Brash is supposed to get back. I haven't seen anything recently.
Mid to end of April.
Yeah, and it could be bad when he does get back.
So yeah, that's Vargas too. That's the one kind of question mark I have with this team is how does the bullpen hold up?
Yeah, and I believe in this system. I do believe they have found diamonds in the rough and made the bullpen work. And I do think they'll do this. I don't love Munoz as a closer. That's why Sewald was so great last year, in my opinion. But we'll see how Munoz does. That's TBD. I do think this team, Topoto, loves those trades. He loves bullpen trades at the deadline. And this bullpen will get better, so I'm not too worried about that. Let's wrap this up. Who do we think wins this division?
I'm going Astros.
The Astros.
Yeah, I mean, until it's one of those, like, got to see it to believe it, the kind of things with this division.
Astros, Rangers, Mariners, Angels.
You have this smirk on your face over here.
Put it down. I'm taking the M's. I just love the rotation.
I love you.
I just love the starting rotation.
The one through
Kirby, Gilbert, both take steps, and Castillo is an all-star, potentially the game starter.
Kirby's going to be the Cy Young this year.
Kirby could win the Cy Young, and because I could see Castillo starting the All-Star game and Kirby winning the Cy Young with a second half surge. Ooh. I think pitching matters so much in this league. And I can't believe I'm going to say this. The last time I saw a 1-2-3 of these like this, all three of those dudes are in the Hall of Fame.
I will say Castillo right now, according to most books, has anywhere between the third to fourth best odds at
Maddox,
winning
Glavin,
the
Smith.
Cy Young. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, counting numbers, Kirby somewhere into that 6 to 8 range.
And last year he was like number two post All-Star break.
Ew, they have Kevin Gausman with like the best odds.
See, that's disgusting. I also put a future bets on the Yankees for winning less than 91.5 games. I will take the Mariners. Joe, you want to do over-under win total real quick? Let's get out of here.
Oh, yeah, got you. Astros, 93.5. Mariners, 87.5. So they have the Mariners.
I think those are both fair.
They have the Mariners one game below the Rangers, and then Astros.
I take the Mariners over.
I would feel confident in that, too.
Yeah, I'll go over.
I like over on the Mariners. God, I like the push on the Astros there. Not that you can push on a half game, but 93-94 sounds about right for me for the Astros.
87 divided by 162. Do you want to guess what the percentage is?
54.
53.7.
I love it.
Yep, it's close.
Oh, my God.
All right, that's it. That's how we do it. We break down every single division every single time as we lead up to the season. Opening day tomorrow, and that means one last fair or foul before opening day. We'll do that next, but there's Schultzy with sports. All right, this is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Wednesday night at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Next week, we'll do it on Tuesday night at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, I turn it over to our fantastic producer, Schultzy.
Thank you, guys. All right, three fair fouls. I think they're pretty tasty going into opening day. Of course, we got to start with Shohei Ohtani, the unbelievable gambling scandal that has unfolded before our eyes in the past week. The latest, of course, being that Shohei says his now former translator, Ipe Mizuhara, has stolen $4.5+ million
It's all
from him.
A big misunderstanding.
Pay
like
no
said.
Attention to the man behind the curtain.
This is all stolen money, dang it. He did nothing wrong, he being Shohei Ohtani.
I think it was Diddy.
Yeah, actually, gosh.
Boy, that's a scary situation.
My God.
Yeah, he's going down.
Let's just say that Football Sunday may or may not have had an open with a Diddy song as the background music.
Not now.
And let's just say... No, that doesn't really get your ready for football.
No.
But let's just say that Football Sunday ended perfectly at a time before all that stuff happened.
Yeah, looking like a bad year for old Diddy. We don't know if it's a bad year for Shohei or not. Too early to call. So fair or foul, you guys, there's still more to this Shohei Ohtani betting scandal than has been made public. So let me ask you that. Fair or foul, there is more to this than has been made public. public.
You know, as we talked about in the first hour of the show, I am leaning towards Shohei on this. You know, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, but this has got to be a fair. There's got to be so much more to this. There's got to be, and by so much more, I wouldn't be shocked if Ipe was in trouble a lot sooner than we know, and Shohei knew more than he's leading on. Now, I'm not ready to say that Shohei was the gambler. I'm open to it. You can't really shock me. But I think there's more to this story. I think everything comes out like we eat together, we carpool together, we fly together.
We sleep together.
That's the scandal I expected to come out, was that Shohei
and a good rubby action.
That Shohei and Ipe were partners. Like, that's what I expected to come out. So when you eat, sleep, and breathe with the same person, like they got to Korea and there's Shohei with his wife, but then there's Ipe with his partner. To be that involved with somebody, whether they're a friend or a partner or not, business, whatever, I think there's more to Shohei's side than we know. Whether he's a gambler or not, that I'm not sure. I think there's more to his side, so I'll say fair.
Well, I know what Ipe was saying.
I am so excited to slurp up my favorite pitcher.
Tom Glavine?
I love Tommy Glavine's junk.
Truth. It's in the bread work. His junk was amazing.
Fair.
Jamie Moyer.
There is definitely more to this, because I just find it fishy how as soon as like they approached Shohei about this, it was a lot of, we'll get back to you on that, lawyer, publicist, blah, 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 make a statement. Like, gosh, I'm really
leaning on the V.
I am leaning on the V, and that is for victory for Shohei, and that he is just adjudicated in all this, and that I really hope that he is just innocent in all this, and he's just like, I don't know what's happening.
No habla español.
And I'm just trying to play baseball, and this dude with a UC Riverside education took advantage of me. So I say fair that there is more to this, but I hope I'm wrong. I very much hope I'm wrong.
I'm with you. As much as us in media and us as baseball people would love to sit here and cover, Shohei would be a bigger shock than Pete Rose, in my opinion, because of the global phenomenon that he is. As much as I would love to be here and be covering something as monumental as that, please don't. My sport doesn't need that.
The bet heard around the world. Honestly,
yeah, my sport needs good pub. My sport needs Acuna. My sport needs Julio. My sport needs Shohei. My sport needs Yamamoto. My sport does not need gambling.
I don't know if we'll need Yamamoto yet. He did get shelled in his first start.
I don't know if the Dodgers need Yamamoto.
My God.
Well, actually, I would argue they do need him.
Now, maybe he bet on himself to lose that day. So who knows?
One start dictates an entire career. That's what they always say in baseball.
All right, fair or foul number two. Well, baseball fans, the Mets, Brewers, Phillies, and Braves will all have to wait an extra day to start their seasons in 2024. Of course, rain has caused both the Mets, who are hosting the Brewers, and the Phillies, who are hosting the Braves.
Oh, but I wanted to watch two mediocre teams and the Mets and Brewers play each other tomorrow.
Dude, at least that bridge collapse didn't affect the Orioles.
Thank God Orioles first pitch is tomorrow, despite people potentially dying, Joe.
Actually, I think it's
terrorism.
I think it's in L.A.
Jesus, Joe. Terrorists attack our country, and you're worried about baseball.
Yeah, I am not talking about the bridge collapse. I'm talking about rain in certain cities. God, rest in peace to the six people that died. That's horrible. Rescheduling their opening day games from Thursday to Friday. Guys, it's 2024. Fair or foul, all baseball stadiums need a retractable roof at this point. Maybe except Wrigley or Fenway, but fair or foul.
Yeah.
Well, if you're an old curmudgeon, you get a pass.
Yeah.
What is this, DMV?
Well, aren't they historical, like baseball? I don't know. Those are like world renowned. I don't know. But fair or foul.
I was going to say fair, but I, just like the stadium roofs, I retract. I go foul because not just the Oriole or the Cubs or the Red Sox, but I just thought of my beloved Camden Yards.
Camden Yards, one of the best stadiums in baseball.
You know, there's a few other stadiums out there that have been built within the last 20 to 30 to 40 years that it's just, They're fine. You know, this is one
at
of those.
At a roof.
Just like old curmudgeons behind the plate getting the call wrong and an umpire coming out and tossing dirt on the home plate. It's part of the game, baby. Just got to deal with it. We've been dealing with it for hundreds of years. Hundreds. Since 1700, we've been dealing with this. So I say foul.
I'll round this out with foul, too. Baseball's meant to be played outside. It's the ballpark. It's the sand lot. It's the down the street. It's what we grew up on. Baseball's meant to play it outdoors. If you have the chance to have retractable, you do it. Yes, the Arizona Diamondbacks got rained out the other day because they can't retract the roof during a game due to safety concerns. Technology is advanced enough that we can do that now. Mariners roof closes in 20 minutes. Baseball, if... should be played outside. That's how it is. There's no roof on Yankee Stadium. There's never going to be a roof on Yankee Stadium. Baseball's meant to be played outside.
A roof.
Sorry, a roof.
Oh, damn it. I went away from the
page. I don't have it either.
I'm sorry. Sorry. Well, here we go.
Baseball should be played outside.
All right, guys, final fair or foul of the evening. This is your Baltimore Orioles question, Joe. Jackson Holliday tearing it up. I mean, I don't know. Some people said he was batting awesome. I think his average
two fantasy leagues. He's
okay.
My starting shortstop.
Well, you're gonna have to wait.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, you're gonna
I
have to
Correa
wait
in a different one.
Because he did get sent down to AAA to start the year. Yeah, I don't know. They want to manipulate his service time or not? But here's
don't
my question.
Him.
Here's my question. Just like Julio Rodriguez, who won Rookie of the Year and did not get his service time manipulated, but if you finish in the top two of the Rookie of the Year, you automatically get a year of service time. Rookie of the Year voting, excuse me, for that award. So fair or foul, Jackson Holliday, whenever he gets called up, because he will end up in the top two of the Rookie of the Year voting in 2024.
I'll start with this one. I think the Orioles are in a very precarious situation, okay?
They're too good.
They've got three guys up right now in Gunnar Henderson. Hey, Joe, where'd Gunnar Henderson finish in Rookie of the Year?
Oh, dear God. I mean, did he? He didn't win it. Did he win it? I don't even remember.
Joe, where did Adley Rutschman finish in Rookie of the Year voting?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you that either.
Joe, he won it. No, he didn't win it. He
lost
to
Julio.
Listen,
Jason Sukanek was in this chair the other day, and he didn't even know that he went first overall. So
those guys don't watch sports, man. What do you want?
Give me a break.
Between Gunnar Henderson, Grayson Rodriguez, and Adley Rutschman, you already have a massive youth core there. All right, that you have been lucky, fortunate, that through good coaching and good development, we'll see about Grayson, but
Gunnar
and Adley are bona fide starters in Major League Baseball. I think Baltimore is playing it safe. Let's not ride the hot hand, as I saw sales manager bro Ryan Cooley do, and then lose his money on the blackjack table.
Oh, boy.
They're holding it back. They're going to say, okay, yes, we know Jackson's ready. We know we want him up there, but let's pause. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. And unfortunately, Jackson will be the one. Do I think Jackson will finish in top two of the Rookie of the Year? I do. But I don't blame Baltimore for just pausing and breathing.
Well, he's got to F things up in Norfolk. He's got to tear things up for the
Norfolk.
The Norfolk Tides. That's one word. That is one word. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that they're going to hold on to him because things are going to be going just fine, but that doesn't really matter for calling dudes up, like even if the team is great.
Is
like,
J.J. Hardy playing short?
Dude, I wish.
Cal Ripken?
I wish J.J. Hardy was just
Machado.
Immortal, just stayed the same age.
I love that I can name three Orioles shortstops.
I'm going to say foul. I'm trying to pull up the Rookie of the Year odds for MLB. Scrolling. Oh, damn, his odds are really good.
Yep.
And outside of him, Colt Keith and Colton Cowser, also an Oriole.
Right now,
it's
Wyatt Langford at +225, Evan Carter +310, Jackson Holliday +450.
Man, there's like five Orioles on this list.
I would place some big amounts of money on Jackson. That's at 450. That's good.
All right, that is fair or foul. We do it every single Wednesday night.
You say top two?
Yes, top two, because that guarantees you a full year of service time, regardless of your team trying to manipulate it or not.
soon to be every Tuesday night here as we will move to Tuesday next week. That is Fair or Foul. Thank you for joining. We come back. We'll wrap this bad boy up. Denny the Fan.
Well, what an off-air combo, huh?
We're dying here. The Vancouver 4 text line. Patrick Reed, Infinite Tuesday by Michael Nesmith. He examines the nature of Tuesday.
And how terrible it is?
You know, I'm thinking about doing that. Like,
but how much better it's about to get?
This is a wild thing. Wednesday has been a staple of my life for almost a decade.
It's a ritual at this point.
I mean, since we started this show, Joe, even before you were around. Now, you joined shortly after. I think me and Voldemort did it for 1 year, and then you jumped in as producer.
When did you get here? 2014?
14.
Yeah, so I think you guys had one season in the bag.
We had one season in the bag where Voldemort was the producer and I was the host, and then we grabbed you. Since then, I have had 1, 2, 3, 4. I am now in my 5th job, which doesn't sound great. I probably shouldn't have said that out loud.
Soon to be 6th.
No, soon to be 5th.
Soon to be 7th, now that you said it on air.
Shut up, Joe. But every time I've ever been in anywhere, I've had to say, they've said, what's your availability? And I would say, I'm fully available. Except for Wednesday nights. And it's, that's my quarterback. That's my teammate. You know, and now it's going to be a Tuesday. It's wild. Like,
I feel like
I don't think it's going to be a big deal.
Dude, we can call this off, all right?
You and I talked behind the scenes, and we decided that this was the best move for both of us.
Did I pressure you?
No, you didn't at all, Joe. When
you know what?
I think
screw this. We're staying on Wednesdays.
I think I mentioned it, and you were like, "Yeah, that would actually be great."
Listen, it was the main motivator was programming reasons, and for the sake of baseball.
Yes.
And for when people give an F about baseball and when we give an F about, well, we care about it all the time. But again, the most important part of the season, September, October, November, we don't want to get pushed back an hour
anymore. And
we're
getting bumped. And that's nothing to do with our friends, our partners.
I mean, go Ducks, baby.
Yeah, there's nothing to do with our friends, our partners at the Ducks and Learfield and all those wonderful people.
We get it, contracts,
as they go
right?
into the B1G, like contracts are huge. But the last thing I want, I watched the end of Game 6 of the World Series at a bar because I should have been on the air. And that's not okay. Because at the end of the day, if this sound comes on the television, I want to be on the air.
This is basically the new Fernando Rodney horn.
Give me some Sugar Diaz, baby!
And if that's coming on and it's like, welcome into the hot corner. It is Game 7 of the World Series. The Mets are up 1-0 on the Mariners. This is it. This is what we're doing. That's where I want to be on.
Do you see Mariners World Series?
Mariners-Mets? You just got me. You got my sports pants tight.
And the problem is that we kind of missed that. So much love to our friends Joey Mack and the Learfield crew. And the Ducks over there, and we love being partners with them for football and basketball.
It's pretty cool.
And we'll get bumped a little bit during basketball season, but it'll be in the off season.
Again, and if I'm going to trade one for the other, I'd rather be on the air in this 7-9 slot on a Tuesday.
Yep.
During September, October, November, during the most important part of the MLB regular season and postseason, without a doubt.
And I'll finish off with this. For those of you that think I will say, for it's a Tuesday, for it must be a Tuesday, that's not going to happen.
People are going to be so confused.
So confused.
But
I'm
going
to be confused. I'm not here to create catchphrases. You know, I never created that. It just happened.
If you're a true P1, if you're down with the show, you'll know exactly what you mean every time.
It must be a Wednesday, for it's always a Wednesday. Just fell out of my mouth one day.
It fits.
And we just did that. But now we're going to Tuesday. And Tuesday's going to be great.
I'm down. I can't wait. I mean,
we're going to have to wait.
Yeah, it's going to have to happen.
No,
but
no, y'all are right. It is going to be fun.
Tuesdays,
opening
baby.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch. And the season's over.
There's all the
right,
Mets.
That'll do it for us. For Joe Fisher, I'm Patrick Harris. That's Jordan Schultze behind the glass. We'll see you next Tuesday from 7 to 9. Go do something. I would do. And headed for home. It's a brown-eyed handsome man. Anyone can understand the way I feel.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.